Welcome to Daytime Confidential, the only podcast of its kind, the one-stop source for daytime news, gossip, opinions, and more. Hey, I'm Lisa.
And I'm Luke. In today's podcast, we've got tons of news for you. Everything from One Life to Live, All My Children, Days of Our Lives, Passions, Y&R, and much, much more. So stay tuned.
Not much.
Yeah, not much at all. We were compiling our list of topics to discuss for today's podcast, and it just kept getting longer and longer. It was becoming the Energizer Bunny of topic lists.
Or the Chinese food of topic lists. You know how it just kind of grows on your plate?
Okay, I never thought of that.
The more noodles you have? Oh, yeah, it totally does. And I am thrilled. I'm thrilled that so much is going on. Because finally, there's life in daytime. There's a light.
At the end of the tunnel? Or a guiding
there
light?
There just is. I mean, there's been good news after good news after good news this week. And hallelujah! Oh, do I have a hallelujah? Do I have it? Finally!
Oh, yeah. Nice and loud there.
Hey.
Yeah, there you
get
go.
Get over it.
So what are you singing hallelujahs about this week?
Oh, one life to live. Slowly seeing the light. Knowing that their head writer is not so good.
Oh, well, I don't really know what to say about this because I've been this show has been on my naughty list ever since they got rid of David and Dorian. So, and I hear that Nash and Tess are not Tess, but Jessica are going through a resurgence. So I may have to start paying closer attention.
Yeah, they've been kind of naughty.
Naughty, huh?
Well, okay. I have had a problem with this storyline because Antonio's starting to look sympathetic. And no, I hate that guy. And they have, you know, Jessica running around behind his back, you know, giving in to her feelings for Nash. Well, A, Nash is hot and I don't blame her. But, you know, be honest with your husband. You just married him.
But is it really cheating when you're never in love with him in the first place?
Yes, if you're married, it's cheating. Period. The end.
Okay. So what are you so excited about the new co-head writer?
There's a new co-head writer. Aren't you excited?
Well, but see, my problem with that is it says co. I mean, if
but
it was a head writer,
fancy language.
If it was a head writer, then wouldn't that, anybody can come on as a co-head writer. I mean, for all we know, he could just be writing a few more pieces of script and as opposed to actually doing something.
But then he would just be a script writer. There would be no title. I think it's a slow phasing out of Dana.
Do you think that this is a result of the alleged consultants?
Yes, I really do. For those of you who don't know, One Life to Live has named, oh gosh, what's his first name? Ron Carlovati as position of co-head writer with Dana Higley. Fans have been very outspoken and loud about their criticism of Higley and her regime. And since the consultants that used to be the head writers of Young and the Restless, Kay Alden and Jack Smith, came over on ABC as consultants, things have started to shake up. I mean, look how much better General Hospital is.
Yeah, but that's that's the Y&R consultants over there. I don't think they have anything to do with One Life to Live.
I do, because here we have a co-head writer instead of leaving Dana alone.
Is it possible that Franz has just finally found his brain?
I don't know. Maybe she stopped sleeping with him. Oh, I said that out loud.
Oh. And here I was hoping for a podcast I didn't have to edit. No.
It was just a joke. But Ron Carlovati has been named as co-head writer, and he's been with One Life to Live for a long time, and he helped write the part of the writing team that won the Daytime Emmy in 2002 and 2006 for writing. I know. I can't believe they won it in 2006. Yeah. Anyway. So I think it's good news. I think it's maybe a change potentially, hopefully, because One Life to Live has struggled. Let's just say that. To put it lightly, they have struggled in the last couple years. Under this writing regime.
Well, in other good news, or One Life to Live related news, Trevor St. John has signed on to be in the third installment of the Bourne series, which is one of my favorite series.
Me too.
I am so excited. I can't wait. According to what the published reports, he has landed the role as the third in this third installment of the Jason Bourne movies entitled The Bourne Ultimatum, which, if you haven't read the book, definitely do. He will be appearing alongside Matt Damon, who plays Jason Bourne, in the movie, which is directed by United 93 director. And basically, he's going to be a CRI operative who leads in the team trying to track down Bourne in New York City.
Oh, I hope he has a semi-major part. I think he
Well, I would assume that
rock.
He would, based on this. I mean, if he's the person in charge of tracking down...
Well, it could just be like he's taking orders of the field. You know, he's taking orders from somebody in the office, but he's in charge of the field, so he's probably like a nameless guy. Yes, sir. No, sir. I hope not. I hope I'm wrong. I don't think I am. I hope he has a really major part where he's able to show what he can do. Because Trevor, I love Trevor. I've not loved Trevor here lately, but I love Trevor, and I know what he's capable of. So,
well,
I think
and let's face it, if you're going to be in a Bourne movie, you have to bring on your best, so.
Let's do it, babe.
No phoning it in. Oh, wait, did I see that?
Yes, sure did.
Okay.
I love it. I love it. I love that you're getting snarky. You're learning so well. I'm so proud.
Yeah.
I'm wiping away tears of pride.
Yeah. Well, you should be wiping away tears because apparently it's been reported that Brooke is returning to All My Children.
Don't make me hit the hallelujah button again.
But my question is...
Yes, dear.
Is it just to be... give her an actual goodbye? Or is she finally going to get a storyline? Because let's...
I don't know.
With Dixie being gone now, and Erica being stuck in a really bad triangle, and Crystal being pregnant and obviously going to go to Tad, the next assumption ends up being, well, maybe Brooke could finally be coming back for Adam.
Well, I think they realized what a mistake they made, don't you?
Well, I would think. Well, to me, it was a mistake from the get
go.
It was a mistake from the get go. But what I wonder about is what kind of opinions they have. Because I mean, she was fairly vocal in her opinions. I mean, of when she left. So to me, her being brought back is either they're going to bring her back to kill her off, or they're going to bring her back and give her something, which. And to be fair, it was her choice to leave. So maybe after they saw the uproar and they saw the fact that so many people were upset over it, that they said, okay, we need to give this woman a storyline and make fans some happy. Because let's face it, Dixie being killed off, Brooke leaving, fans have not been happy with this show.
No.
In terms of veterans.
What did they expect? They were going to put her on recurring after her giving 30 years of her life to this show, or however long it was. And they put her on recurring status. I mean, they had to know that she was probably going to walk, the pride that she had, and that's not a bad thing.
Well, and in many respects, her doing this is no different than Kim Zimmer not taking a pay cut.
No, and I don't blame her. That's the contract she signed that they negotiated. I was one of the few fans that went, go, girl. I think these soap divas earn it. I really do.
Well, and that's the whole thing. They weren't giving her anything so that she could earn it. She was making the money without basically doing anything because they weren't using her. If they just use her like they should be, if they were smart, go figure. But also coming back is Danielle. She's returning on the 28th. So the question is she returning for good or is she returning to get an official goodbye?
I don't know.
Just makes you sort of wonder, doesn't it?
It really does, and thanks for raining on my parade. I appreciate that.
I do my best. Yeah. I do my best. But in brighter... Yeah, I see someone's updated
me.
This sound
you
effects.
You told me to get new sound effects, didn't you?
Yeah.
Be careful what you wish for, my love.
Exactly. Well, the Stewie one is weren't bad.
Wait. Stewie?
Oh, my. How ruthlessly absurd.
Now that is good. I love that. Absolutely love that.
Yeah, you better get back with your update
sounds. I like that one. Well, we're...
Oh, how dare you!
Yeah.
All
these
day.
These are much better. Well,
gee, thanks. I'm all a flutter.
Well, and you know how you were saying the fact that you could do singing and jokes all day?
Oh, my goodness.
We actually had some people. You said you'd sing Soap Star Karaoke.
Oh, my gosh. Karaoke. I wasn't serious.
And people requested it. So they said they wanted you to.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Yes.
You're lying.
No, it's
Show
in
me.
The forums. It's in the
oh,
forums
man,
on the
I
thread.
Haven't been there.
They say they want you to sing the Another World theme song.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking.
That's kind of funny.
Is this going to be something that's going to be on a rain check for another date?
No. I'll do it. I just don't know the whole thing. I just know the chorus part. Is that okay?
Well,
I'll do it.
I guess it has to be.
I don't know the beginning part off the top of my head. If you give me the lyrics, I'll do it. But I know the chorus by heart. Because
so there you go, folks. There you go, folks. If you want a full rendition from Lisa, you need to put the lyrics for her in the forums under the episode 35 post. So
well, I just remember Crystal Gayle and Gary Morse just belting out this duet and, you know, the cheesy 80s type music with the background singers. Ah, you know, I just remember that. But
see, and I don't remember that part,
yeah,
but okay.
Let me begin it. I know it was really high, and I can't sing that high. You are my way to another world. You are the one who makes me fly so high. You are the rain when my spirits run dry.
Okay, we better stop. We got 15 seconds. We don't want to have to pay anybody any
Thank
recording
you.
Fees.
Thank you. Don't wait. You take me away to another world. Is that it? Yes. Thank you very much.
There you go. Well, Lisa's doing cabaret, but apparently also Walt Willie's going to be appearing at Lorenzo's cabaret.
Do you see me dressed up in like costume? I don't think so. I'm wearing a Gap t-shirt.
We leave it to everybody's imagination. This is podcast. People can insert whatever details they want.
T-shirt.
Yeah, there you go. Walt Willie will be appearing at the Lorenzo's Cabaret on March the 10th, so that's coming up here
Delicious.
Pretty soon. At the Hilton Garden, which is held at the Hilton Garden Inn in Staten Island. Showtime starting at 9 p.m.
I'm sorry, it's cute.
He's also going to be appearing at the River Center Comedy Club in San Antonio, Texas on March...
May 11th.
May 11th. There we go. Yeah, I was reading. It's like
you
March
know what?
And May.
I hear he's hilarious. I hear
oh,
he's
I've heard
really,
he's,
really
I've heard
funny.
That he does a great job on that.
I'm very interested. So people, if any of you have ever seen Walt Willie's stand-up comedy routine thingy, please write in and tell me all about it because I would love to hear about it. I've only heard that he's funny. Well, I need more than that. I really want to know why he's funny. So... Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, what do we want to cover next? There's so much to get to.
Well, you know, since you're talking about All My Children real quick, there's the fan club party that's coming up.
Okay.
To meet the stars Sunday, August 5th, is mm-hmm. it right? At the Marriott Marquis in New York City, as they always are. Tickets are $125 to $130. So save up now. And then you can just visit the All My Children or One Life to Live fan clubs for more information. Guess who's coming back to All My Children, as well as Brooke. Who else?
Besides Danielle?
Danielle. That's who I was talking about. Danielle's
I thought
coming
we already
back.
Covered that.
No. This is new. March 28th.
Didn't I just mention that?
I don't know. Did you? Sorry, I was
My
I was,
memory
like, in love.
Is failing
I'm
me.
In love with Another World. Sorry.
I thought it was right before the Another World singing.
I don't know.
But, I don't know.
Oh, you know, just in case we missed it.
There you go.
Tanisha Lynn's coming back starting March 28th. So we'll see what's going to go on with Danny. Maybe they'll keep her around because I think she's a doll. I think she's very talented. So,
well,
anyway.
And speaking of arrivals, we got an email this past week from a listener named Jennifer. She's got a little bit of a long email here, but it's specifically regarding ABC Soaps. She goes, "Hey, Ellen L., it must be said that I absolutely love your podcast. I listened to a couple different podcasts on different topics, but none of them compares to yours. I agree with probably 100% of the stuff you both say. I'm a longtime All My Children fan. I've been watching since I was in my mother's womb, and I'm not so sure why, but I still believe All My Children will be great one day again. I love Luke's devotion to Greenlee, and Lisa, I will... If you ever do lunch with Alicia, I better be invited.
That's right, baby.
I only watch All My Children and tend to get the first 5 minutes of One Life to Live on my VHS tape. Girl, get a DVR. VHS is
yesterday.
Yeah, no kidding. But listening to you both makes me want to watch all the soaps. You guys are great.
Aww.
Anyways, besides praising you both, I wanted to tell you that today when picking up my school newspaper at the University of Florida, and she has here, the school that keeps on winning championships.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop it with your gator chomping.
Considering the fact that I live in Nebraska, which when it comes to football.
I'm from Tennessee.
I mean, yeah, exactly. There aren't too many schools that have as good a college football record as Nebraska. She goes, I completely freaked because on the front page it read, soap stars to visit campus. After screaming and scaring other students, I read the article. Another girl at my school won this contest ABC had going for soap stars to pay a visit to your campus. I am very excited to meet the stars, but definitely feeling a little bittersweet because I chose not to enter the contest myself. The girl who won watches... Yeah, no kidding. The girl who won watches General Hospital and has been watching since third grade and is a regular at Super Soap Weekend. The actors coming are General Hospital Scott Clifton, Bradford Anderson, and Kiko Ellsworth, and All My Children's Jeff Branson, and One Life to Live's John Paul Lavoisier.
You can say John Paul Lavoisier. That just cracks me up. Go ahead.
Well, the actors are going to be throwing a party on March 2nd on campus, and video clips will appear on ABC the next month.
Girl, take pictures.
Well, this is what I'm saying. For me, this is a great dream come true. I'm not the richest girl, so I've never been able to go to Super Soap Weekend, and I couldn't catch a ride when Fun in the Sun came by my hometown. So this is just the best news ever. I'm going to take as many pictures as possible, and I'm sharing them with you whether you want me to or not. Sorry for the long email. Just so excited.
And me too.
She goes, P.S. Oh, and it does piss me off. Does it piss the two of you off? Jonathan Lavery is living in Wildwind where he killed Edmund because it pisses me off. That's Wildwind, Luke, not Windermere, but I love you.
Another stalker, Luke.
Yeah, exactly.
Is she your special someone?
I don't know. I don't know what to say. All I have to say is I look forward to seeing the pictures, and if you send them to us, we will put them up on the site as well as MySpace.
Give you lots of credit and lots of kisses and shout-outs.
And she could even write something up about her experience and get pictures and everything, like Danielle did for Super Soap Weekend.
Yeah, you can do that. What was her name, Tracy?
No, Jennifer.
Jennifer, I'm sorry, I get them all confused. Jennifer, do that. Write up a little paragraph just saying what you know where it is and who you are and... who's the pictures you're taking of, blah, blah, blah. It'd be great. We'll put it up on our site. Thank you so much for writing in.
She is going to be a winner with all that stuff, isn't she?
Oh, she's a winner in life anyways.
There you go. Well, you know who's also being a winner this week?
No, I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
Michelle. Jennifer, I'm telling you.
Look who's messing up the names today.
No, I can talk. I just have Alzheimer's disease.
I see how this works. It's all you blame it on Alzheimer's when it's you, but if it's me, it's just a speech impairment.
She asked about Jonathan living at Wildwind. My column from last week, my In Tempo column on TVFanOnline.com, addresses that. How I wanted the balloon that Julia released for Edmund to explode with his voice booming from heaven. How dare you have my murderer live in my house. So, yes, I'm very unhappy with Jonathan living there. So I think that says it all.
Okay. Well, I will retry my segue now.
Please do.
She's a big winner in having that great event happening to her on her campus, though we will let by with the fact that she's a Florida fan. Yeah. But also in the world of daytime, Allison Sweeney has landed the role as host of, or the new host of The Biggest Loser.
The Biggest Loser.
So all you Days of Our Lives fans who had no reason to watch Biggest Loser, now you have a reason to tune in.
Yeah, she's replacing Caroline Ray. I have no idea why they're getting rid of Caroline Ray, but...
She has other opportunities.
Yeah, and I love Allison Sweeney, so it's okay. She's pulling double duty.
Well, that's good, though. Because let's face it, if Days of Our Lives is ever canceled, at least she's got a night job.
Well, and the thing is, she was bigger. Remember when she was bigger and she lost all that weight? Even though I never thought She was fat.
Well, that was...
But she lost the weight to make herself feel better. And that's the reason she should have done it. Not so, you know, she fits in the Hollywood standard. She did it to make herself feel better. And she said, she says about the show, it came out of the blue. I'm so excited. I'm a big fan of the show. And she tells the fans not to worry that her days won't be affected. Her days,
well, it's all in West Coast, so I don't think we have to worry about it affecting her schedule. I mean, it'd be one thing if she was
around her schedule. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Hey, I am all for soap stars making it big.
Oh. Do you want to hear some juicy gossip?
Okay.
In the new Soap Opera Digest, Victoria Rowell speaks out. Would you like to hear what she said? Why she's leaving.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to have the whole Chrishell versus...
Chrishell?
Not Chrishell. Crystal.
Christel. No, she doesn't talk about that, even though it's been hinted that she's very unhappy about the recast.
The recast of the original?
Yes. She liked DeVetta, from what I understand. This is rumor.
Not to say she didn't like the...
No, that is to say, she did not like Christel Khalil.
Allegedly.
That's a big allegedly. I don't know for sure, but that rumor's been floating around pretty heavy. But anyways, she talks about how she was passed over for a pre-nomination by her co-stars.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't really surprised. And she's won the NAACP Image Award a lot, blah, blah, blah. I know for certain that no one has worked harder than myself to bring social change to daytime television. And this is what she goes on to say. She does admit to being disappointed that the Drew and Phyllis rivalry was backburnered. The audience has been denied one of the best pairings in daytime history, she says. For a period, Drusilla and Phyllis were classified as a, quote, super couple. I repeatedly requested to resurrect the audience, what the audience was demanding, and I would imagine that a show would want to gratify the loyal audience, but they missed that opportunity. She goes on to say, it was regretfully determined that we should no longer work together. It sadly had to do with another actor's request.
Ooh,
isn't that juicy? So another actor got all jealous or didn't like it and stepped in and...
Either that or else it was, I mean, the actress who portrays Phyllis.
No, she says another actress.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, Drew might have wanted, or she may have wanted it, but the actress who portrays Phyllis may not have.
No, what I'm saying is that I think she's inferring that it's another one besides those two. And so I am thinking, oh, I really want the juicy gossip.
Yeah, you know? No kidding. It's like,
no. Who is it? Who stepped in? Was it the guy that plays Nick? Is it the guy that plays Jack? Is it the guy that plays Neil?
Was it the lady who plays Sharon?
Sharon, exactly. Which one? So, I'm very curious now.
Well, it almost has to be someone who has enough influence to be able to do that.
But here's the best part. Are you ready? That's not even the best part. Although not ruling out a later return to Young and the Restless, Raoul remained coy about rumors that Drew would cross over to Bold and Beautiful like Eileen Davidson. Quote, a little birdie flew over to Bold and Beautiful and said, boy, this could be Drusilla's new home, end quote.
Holy crap.
Uh-huh. Told you it was good, didn't I?
Well, but, okay, here's my question. If she goes over to Bold and Beautiful, who are they going to pair her with?
Who gives a crap?
I know, but, okay, this is my question.
David Chow over there.
Okay. Here's the thing, though, that you have to be concerned about. They're beefing up this Bold and the Beautiful cast a lot lately.
Yes, I know. I know exactly where you're going.
Mm-hmm. Which means that if they're beefing up this Bold and the Beautiful cast, then what about the possibility of them expanding it to an hour, in which case Guiding Light more than likely would be bumped? I mean, and the rumors are that it's going to be canceled in June anyways.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's exactly where it's headed. And you can't blame them because, I mean, you saw the ratings for this week.
Oh, no, the ratings
are... You saw the ratings for soaps on a whole.
With the exception of...
Fashions.
And Guiding Light. Guiding Light was down, too. Was it not?
No, Guiding Light was up. No, Guiding Light was up 1 point.
There was one of them. Was it As the World Turns that was down?
As the World Turns.
No, Guiding Light was down.
Are you sure?
It says it was down...
It said 2.5. No, that's from last year.
Oh, that's last year.
Last year, yeah. I know it's difficult to figure this out. I know. Ratings are such a pain. But guys, good news. Would you like to take this one since I've just yapped the...
Well, before we jump to the ratings, I was also going to say, speaking of crossovers with Young and the Restless,
well, here we go.
Did you watch Allison Stewart and Amber on YNR this past week?
What'd you think?
Well, besides the fact that I haven't had a chance to give this actress enough of a chance, so the 4-week things has officially went into effect in terms of giving
starting
an opinion.
Now.
Yeah, exactly. In terms of her, I didn't even realize it was Allison. I mean, I didn't make the connection until the episode was almost entirely over. And they did the promo for the website that said Allison Stewart, and then it clicked. Because I don't remember Amber ever saying Allison Stewart when she talked to him. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, and someone can correct me if I am, but I don't remember.
Stop burping.
Yeah,
on
exactly.
Air.
I mean, they can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't remember them saying it was Allison, so it was one of those things that's like, oh, that's why that is.
And that's why they do that, yeah. I you know, I'm like you. I'm just going to give it a week or two before I hate her.
Well, and she's
so positive.
And there's no reason to hate her on a cameo on another soap when you know
not?
She's going to end up back on As the World Turns, because it will be her chemistry with the people on As the World Turns that really decides whether or not she makes a success of it. But then also, apparently, the actress who portrays Emily is going to be making a jump over to Young and the Restless as well.
Yep, to talk to Amber about Allison.
Which is sort of interesting,
A's.
Considering the fact that she's currently playing a hooker. Insert porn music.
I can't find any for the sound effects. It sucks.
Well, it just makes you sort of wonder about the fact that, and I've lost my train of thought. Makes you wonder about the fact that this character, I mean, Amber is a character and Allison is a character. They could be.
Yes, they're both characters on soaps, Luke.
I know, but in terms of Emily, are they trying to imply that in recent years Allison has had a less than upstanding past?
Well, or they're all bleach blondes. I don't know.
Have you had a chance to watch any of the episode on the CBS website where they do how Amber and Allison met?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you can actually go to cbs.com and they have a website where it's like webisodes, so they show the history of how the two of them met.
Oh, weird. Were they like...
Well, the problem was is I was on dial-up at the time, so I didn't have a chance to really be able to watch
them. See, that's just wrong.
Yeah, I know.
That's just wrong. No offense to all of you with dial-up, but wrong. Sorry. Do you know who's coming back to The Young and Restless?
Who?
Marissa Ramirez.
I love her.
I think she's so beautiful. But she's coming back, what is the date that she's coming back?
Was it March 23rd?
Is it March?
Well, no, maybe March 23rd with someone else, sorry.
Well, she's been making brief appearances, but it looks like she's coming back as like a twin or a lookalike or something like that. Because, you know, Victoria Ryle's leaving, why not bring on hot young blood? So,
well, and it speaking of jumping back to Amber, I was going to, you know, our...
Must we?
Well, you know our devoted listener, Molly Pop? Yeah.
I love her.
In the forums and the YNR board, she goes, the whole Amber Allison Girls Gone Wild dance for Kane was softcore porn light. I was watching this morning on SoapNet while I was putting on my makeup before work, and for a moment I thought I was watching Skinamax. It was just sleazy and pointless. I was embarrassed for the actresses in the scene. So I had to follow this up, and I said, what exactly is softcore porn light? Because isn't softcore porn like softcore? I mean, what's lighter than softcore?
I guess.
And she comes back.
Angel softcore.
There you go. And she.
I just thought of that. Sorry.
Charmin softcore.
Now we're going into the toilet. This is just bad.
No pun intended. She goes,
what? Leave my puns alone. Would you quit telling people no pun intended? I always mean the pun. Always.
She responds, it's like softcore porn with the sexy, i.e. hilarious faces, but no one gets naked. I gotta wonder, how embarrassed were the actresses when they had to do that scene? So, speaking of your porn music and...
I thought it was boring, so... I think because she has a very good point, because it was kind of embarrassing, almost painful. I found it... I just kind of disassociated with the whole scene. I just found it boring because...
They're definitely trying to do something younger with them.
And I'm not happy about it. Why not just write good stories like you used to, Young and Restless? Give me my show back. Love ya. Give me my show back.
So,
sorry, go ahead.
So do we know what Marissa's coming back is? Is she coming back as Carmen, or is she coming back a double?
Well, it looks
or
like
a twin.
It looks like Carmen's actually dead. It looks like it's just a lookalike. Maybe a twin. It doesn't really say. But in the new soap opera digest that I got yesterday, because I'm a subscriber through the website, go to tvfanonline.com. You can subscribe to Soap Opera Digest, and it helps offset our costs. Anyways, yeah, I was very interested because it doesn't say twin or whatever. It just says she's coming back, but that Carmen's really dead. So I assume it's a lookalike or twin.
Or flashbacks, maybe.
No, it's not flashbacks or a ghost. They said that that's not it either.
Well, that's good.
A new
because
maybe a new woman for Neil.
Well, see, and that's the thing. I mean, if she's leaving, if Drew's going to be out of the picture, I would have no problem with her coming back because I liked her and Neil.
I thought I think they wasted her, and they know it.
Well, and here's a question for you. You mentioned to me on Instant Messenger that the whitewashing of Kevin had began. I know that we don't want to get into Kevin too much, but don't you think that instead of necessarily a whitewashing, this is finally his things have getting caught up with him, and he's being framed for something that he didn't actually do, that in a way he's going to finally be paying for his stuff? I mean, you're the one who's always like claiming that
if
the Fishers and things need to
be... If they redeem him, I'm cool. If he is actually sorry for what he's done and tries to make restitution, I'm really cool with it. And I would be rooting for Kevin. But it just seems to me, the stuff I'm reading, the spoilers and stuff that I'm reading, that everybody's going to be like, oh, poor Kevin. He's like, why are people doing this? And
in many respects his trying to protect Colleen in that thing was part of his redemption? Because I thought it did.
I don't know. It depends on how it ends up. Do you understand? I see what you're saying, and I hope so, because I think the actor who plays Kevin is very talented. I can never say his last name right, so I'm not even going to try. I think he's very talented, and I think Kevin is very salvageable. But until he does, I can't root for him. And maybe you're right. Maybe it is the beginning, and I hope so, because I want to root for Kevin. But I do not want him with Colleen, because that's gross.
See, this is what I'm sort of wondering. I'm wondering if not an immediately they'd be put together, but I'm wondering if maybe if a year down the road when Colleen and Corbell have hit their one-year anniversary and things are starting to get a little bit platonic, if all of a sudden Kevin and Colleen will be in a place with their relationship where something starts to happen.
No.
But I think it's possible. I think that's where we could be headed. I'm just saying. I think it's possible.
Sorry. Maybe if he does make it up and say, hey, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry that I expected you to just forgive me. I treated you like dirt, even though you had every reason to be mad at me.
Well,
blah, blah.
They've got
if that happens... I'm cool.
But they've got to do something. They've got to do something because...
Why?
Well, they've got... Let's see. There's Corbell. There's JT. There's Kevin. There is Daniel.
I love that JT's going to beat his ass. I love it.
Okay, but you've got at least four young guys on the show right now, and rumors are that either Daniel the actress who plays Lily will both, if they both leave, then that's three guys for one girl. So they either got to bring in another girl, or they've got to do something
pass
with
her around like Brooke on.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's what's going to happen with
that's
them
terrible.
if they don't bring on some more girls.
Stop it.
Well, I'm just looking at realities. I look at the realities of what's on screen.
No, you're being just gross.
I'm looking at reality.
Why can't they bring on more chickies? There's Amber. Pass her around. She's already been
passed.
Did
I not say that they needed to bring on more girls? You do not listen to me.
No, I don't.
There you go. That explains so much. I'm saying bring on more girls, and you're making sound effects, and then you say, oh, they need to bring on more girls. Well, what have I been saying? Uh-huh.
No, I hope they do. I don't want anybody. I'm sick of people being passed around. And I know it happens, and that's fine. But like Brooke and Blair on One Life to Live, Amber to an extent, it's ridiculous. Bring on some fresh blood.
Well, speaking of fresh blood.
Ooh, baby.
Did you catch Phoebe and Rick this last week?
Yes.
What'd you think of them standing in the rain kissing after they had conquered, well, not necessarily conquered, but overcome the roadblocks of their parents?
Did he plant his flag?
Oh, God.
Well, you started it. Where does Ridge get off? I really want to know.
Do we really want to?
I swear. Yeah, my pun was intended. There we go. Bridget, that's all I got to say. Ridge need to shut it. That's all I got to say.
Well, speaking of planting seeds, did you, or polls,
what?
Did you catch Days of Our Lives this last week when Sammy told Celeste exactly what happened with AJ?
Yes.
Was that great or what?
Oh, man. Anything, Sammy. I mean, and, oh, Celeste, too. I just love her. Wow. And Days, what I don't understand, people, are you listening to me? People, watch Days of Our Lives. What is wrong with you people? It's so good. And the ratings for Days of Our Lives is down. Stop it. Watch it. Stop
yeah, it's a little it's a sucks. Little bit scary when All My Children is doing better than Days of Our Lives in
it's
the ratings.
Fourth. All My Children is fourth. Well, I'm really the you know what? We haven't talked about much and I'm really interested in it.
Oh, what?
Patch and Kayla. They're still magic.
Can you insert the snore music? Like
yeah,
the
sure.
snore sound effect, please. Yeah, that's not the snore. No, that's not what either. We need snoring. Oh. I'm so sick.
Until you're in charge of the sound effects.
I love Stephen Nichols. I love the actress who plays well, I was going to say Catherine
Evans.
Bell, but that's not Catherine Bell anymore.
No, her name's Kayla Brady.
Yes, the actress who plays Kayla. But to me,
right into Luke, not Lisa. Lisa loves Kayla and Patch.
Ever since he finally got his memory back, the scenes where they got the memory back were great.
Mm-hmm.
But it just seems to me like they're making him do this over the top psycho.
Yeah.
They're turning him into a Jack Devereaux in terms of like over the top caricatures, and I just don't like it.
He's been brainwashed by Demare, you know.
I know, but still,
well,
I don't need Indiana Jones
2.0. I wasn't talking about all this pawn crap, Pawn Part 3. I don't.
Okay, well, I'll admit they're sweet
Patch
together.
And Kayla
they're
are
cute,
sweet, and they have such nice chemistry, and the history's there. I mean, you watched Days of Our Lives back then, didn't you?
I don't know that I was watching for them. I was starting in the Sammy Lucas years, so I don't know
well,
if they were
right.
around then.
Well, that's right. You're a youngin'. You're a baby. I need a baby sound. I need a goo-goo ga-ga for you.
You need a wah.
I'm totally getting that for you.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, they just have it, that intangible it. So I really love them. I wish they would get back to writing for Patch and Kayla and Bo and Hope. Bo and Hope's been kind of back burner too, and, you know, they just got back together. You know, a lot of fans are not happy about Bo and Hope being on the back burner and John still being in that coma. Good grief.
Oh,
you know.
Speaking of porn music, someone had went and made a comment either in the forums or in an email about the fact that that Marlena's the looks that she gives John while she's laying on the bed beside him and then when they're having those dreams or fantasies and things are just disturbing, and I have to agree.
Well, it's the gasping, too. It's the, oh, John, I really, okay, girl. You know, totally softcore porn. I'm with her. You know, that's Marlena, though.
Go find yourself a boy toy.
Double A batteries, aisle one.
Well, you mentioned Days of Our Lives going down in the ratings.
I know, isn't it ridiculous?
But there's been some really drastic things going on in the ratings this last week.
I know.
Or so.
Everybody is up except for One Life to Live and Days of Our Lives. Everybody
Young and the
up.
Restless was at, what, a 4.6?
Yeah, do you want me to read the ratings?
Yes, why don't you?
Me. Young and Restless is at a 4.6, guys. That is amazing. That hasn't happened in years and years.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, that's as close to 5 as anybody's coming, at least since I've started watching.
4.6 is close to 5, Luke. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love you. Bold and the Beautiful is at 3.3.
That
General Hospital.
3.3? I thought it was at 3.6. Okay.
No, 3.3. They hit a 3.6 during the week, the daily ratings. But this is the weekly average ratings. General Hospital's at a 3.2, people.
They deserve it.
They really do. I have loved General Hospital the last couple weeks. Go, girls, boys, everybody over there. Way to go. Now, this is what is slightly disturbing to me, okay?
Okay.
Number 4 is All My Children at a 2.8.
Okay, I have a little confession to make.
Yes, dear.
I've sort of been enjoying All My Children the last week or two.
What have you been enjoying?
Well, I don't know there's something about the writing and the dialogue has gotten stronger. It's hard to put
a finger
on it. It seems, well, the dialogue is getting stronger. The scenes with, like, Erica interacting with her children, with more of those
yes,
are happening. Those
I
are all good.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff with Jackson's, or Sean's mother was good.
Barbara.
The stuff at the funeral is very compelling. Though I don't like the fact that the funeral is all about Babe, the stuff that was said, the dialogue in many respects has really drastically improved.
It is a little sharper. It's not as filling, if that makes sense.
And
it's not such filler. Go ahead.
Ironically, the part that mm-hmm. I think is the weakest of the show right now is the Zach and Ryan and Kendall and Annie.
I agree.
Stuff.
And
I
hate saying it.
I think that of the show, everything else is starting to kick back up. Well, Jacob Young is just a marvelous actor, and pretty much everything he does, he brings his A-game to. I mean, I've never seen him phone
lately,
in a performance.
Yeah.
But the JR stuff with Crystal, the JR stuff at the grave, the JR stuff with Zozo. I mean, they are
Zozo. Sorry, that's still funny.
I mean, it was good stuff. I mean, even Zozo in the fight, and then the subsequent other stuff. Very striking, very compelling in terms of dialogue and performances. Mm-hmm. I still think that, I mean, there's other things that could be, I mean, Bianca bursting into the Chandler mansion. I think right now the weakest part is Zach and Kendall, Ryan and Annie, this whole...
I think the serial killer storyline is the weakest. When Zach and Kendall are being Zach and Kendall without this whole serial killer, like when they were bowling, very cute.
But that was a special episode.
Exactly. When they're put in that when they're put in the serial killer, like you're saying,
mm-hmm.
with Ryan included, and then there's Annie, and then even when Derek gets in it, it's very weak. It's almost a lame story.
It's almost as if the serial storyline sucks the life out of it.
It
no
really
pun
does.
Intended.
It's sputtering out. It's like it's being written as they go. And you can tell, as we know who the killer is now, there is no way Alexander Cambius Sr. should be the killer. That's stupid, asinine, lazy writing. Period. This guy outran Ryan on a rooftop. This guy has to be, what, 70, 80 years old? Okay, I want what he's taking. Geritol works for this man. Give me a break, people. We're not stupid.
Well, and
I mean, just, ugh. And he took down Zozo with a couple of punches? Come on.
Well, and the other part about it is
Was Zozo worried about his nail job? Come on.
That the Josh stuff with Erica and his sisters was good. But I'm telling you, folks, his obsession, his devotion to Babe has gone past the point of obsession to the absurd. I mean, it's just
plain creepy. And telling her that nobody came to see her, everybody knows she's alive and nobody cared enough to come see her, that is mental manipulation. That is abuse. And why do people want Babe with Josh?
It's almost disgusting. It's almost as if he's becoming his father.
It's disgusting. Oh, I've never liked Josh, and this has just cemented it. Thank you. He's crazy man.
But I think I...
Won't you nail her in a coffin? That'd be cool.
Considering the fact that we've criticized them as much as they should, I figured, or as much as we have...
You know what? You're right.
I figured I would admit that at least in the area of dialogue, it's improving, which is probably...
And direction has gotten better.
Yes. It's the best it's probably been in at least a year and a half. A
couple of years, yeah. I agree. When the serial killer storyline is
Is
pushed
finally
and it's more
over.
character interaction, like you said, one-on-one, like Bianca with Erica, when it's more character-driven drama, it's really good. JR and Crystal, blah, blah, blah. But when it's plot-driven, like the serial killer, it stutters. That's a really good point, Luke, and I'm glad you brought it up. Okay, fifth in the ratings is a tie. One Life to Live dropped a ratings point, 2.6, and it's tied with As the World Turned, which has gained a rating point. So good for
Which I
them.
think, like 2 weeks ago,
It
As
was
the World
low.
Turns was, I mean, in both quality and content, was terrible. This last week, it's been doing pretty
Well,
good.
they lightened up a little bit.
Well, and they've diversified. I think that
Yes.
I really hate to say this because I don't normally criticize actors, but I don't think that this recast as Craig has been able to do it. I mean, and he's a talented enough
No,
actor. I think they should have
it's
brought
not
him on
his
someone else.
fault,
It's not
right?
his fault, but he hasn't been able to do it. And
There's
him
some
being,
big shoes to fill
well,
right there.
he doesn't have the charisma as of Hump Block.
Exactly.
And when you have a character arguably as dull as Meg, you have to have charisma to be able to counterbalance it. And this
But
Craig
she's a
is,
reactive
well,
actress.
but this Craig is a very reactive.
Reactive actor, exactly.
Exactly, and
You got it.
you need something with charisma to be able to bounce off of, and that's the other.
Like us, like me and
Well,
you.
there you go. I mean, and the other thing it would be is that in many respects, the actor who plays Paul Ryan is a very reactive actor as
I
well.
agree.
I mean,
Roger.
it's and so you have these three talented actors, but none of them has like exudes charisma like you would get someone from like the, I mean, Austin Peck is having the role of his career, as far as I'm concerned.
He's
But,
having fun. You can see it.
oh yeah, exactly. I mean, you have, or the actor who plays Jack, the actor who plays Henry, those are people who all have a certain sense of, not, dynamicness or in their character that they exude, whereas Craig and Ryan and the actors who portrays Meg just don't do that. And it's nothing against them, it's just their acting style. And it's
And that's
like,
a talent in itself to be reactive. Not all actors can be reactive. Robin Williams can. He's an active and reactive actor, as you saw in The Birdcage. So that's not a knock on an actor or an actress when we say reactive. That's a
it
strength.
just depends on where they
But
best
it's not a
excel.
strength when you need opposites to balance each other out. When there's
Exactly.
two
Which is why
reactives,
you and I are
me
such
and
a
you.
success.
Well, I love all the actors. I don't think there's maybe one weak actor on As the World Turns, in my view, and I'm not going to say who it is, but yeah, I like Jeffrey Meek a lot, who plays Craig, but it doesn't work with Meg, even though they're gorgeous together. They make a beautiful picture. They just don't. It's just not Craig. I think if he would have been a recast David Stenbeck, he would have worked.
If you, well, and or if they would have brought it, well, I don't know. I don't know enough about As
Maybe
the
a little
World
too
Turns
old for
long
David, but
history, but I mean, they should have brought him back as someone else, I think. I think they should have
I
brought the
agree.
actor on as someone else. But we're
I
almost
agree.
getting to that time where we
Oh,
have to wrap
wait.
up.
I've got to finish the rating.
Oh, I know, I'm
Seven
just
was
saying.
Guiding Light. 2.4 was up. Thank you. Go, 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 Guiding Light. It even hit a 2.6 during the week. I'm so excited.
If we had
Passions 1.6.
2.6 multiple days.
I think it's getting there. A Guiding Light's got it hitting a stride, and I'm very happy for it. So, yes, that's the ratings for the week. It's good
Well,
news all the way around for daytime. Everything was up, but
and
bad
you
news.
have to praise it when you do, because when you have these type of numbers coming in, I mean, it's just
Then
a.
way to go, General Hospital. You've really deserved your rating bump until you kill off Alan. So,
Well, and
and As the
speaking
World
of.
Turns got an award this week.
Oh, well, I was. Okay.
Were you
Well,
going to seg to that?
I wasn't going to segue to that one, but let's go with it.
Okay, the Writers Guild of America awarded As the World Turns the this year's winner of the Writers Guild for Best Writing for
And see,
April.
if they base that on the first 6 months of last year's,
That's exactly what they
that
did.
I mean, that it has to be it.
It was the Jack and Carly goodbye scene, and I can't remember the other one. Two of the best episodes of the year, so way to go, As the World Turns. And the Maddie coming out rape, where she admitted she was raped. So yeah, very, very good. And what were you going to seg to? I'm
I
sorry.
was
I
actually going, well,
apologize.
since you were saying everybody was up, Passions was also up, and I was going to segue to the whole big
Oh.
reveal on Passions.
Boom, chicka, boom, boom. I need that porn
What
music.
I think, you know what we need to do? We need to actually get that and record you doing saying that,
Oh, I can do that.
and then we can just have that as a sound effect that you
I can
insert over
totally do it.
yourself.
Go ahead.
Yeah, brother.
I'll keep singing. You just keep talking.
So, basically, this past week on Passions... Okay, that's driving me nuts. I can't think. Stop it.
Reactive.
Yes, exactly. Hey, I know where I'm best.
Hey, Chad's having an affair with a guy.
Yeah, well, that I mean, who didn't see that one
coming?
And he's
not gay.
Yeah, go figure.
Whitney, I'm not gay. Okay, dude, chill it. All right. You know, not you. I'm talking about Chad.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, Chad, denial is not your friend. Okay?
It doesn't look pretty on anyone.
And he's gorgeous, but not... Mm-mm. Yeah. And they say the guy he's having an affair with will be somebody we know.
So, do you have any predictions?
Well, you think it's Ethan, right?
No, I was joking when I said that.
Oh, were you joking? I thought that was really funny.
No,
great.
I would suspect it as being the guy who's currently interested in Teresa.
Jared?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't watch the show enough, but when I tuned in for the wedding, it seemed to make sense that way. I've also heard rumors of it possibly being Spike.
That's who I think it is. I think it's Spike. But we'll see. Hey, I want to be surprised. I have not read the spoilers. I do not read the spoilers on Passions. Passions has finally gotten interesting, and they're about to cancel it, of course. So anyways, go ahead.
Well, do you want to do the shout-outs to the new forum members while I look up for the reader emails real quick?
Okay. Shout-out. Oh, let me get my shout-out music. I got new shout-out music.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Woo!
Yeah, baby. New members, Old Jade, which cracks me up.
Love that.
BBX Queen, Kate B19, I guess she's 19. Sco Boot. CES82, Jason GH, I wonder if he's a General Hospital fan. And Soap Fan Forever. Hey, guys.
Big shout out to all you.
So I'm glad that you're here. We love having you.
Well, and we also have a couple additional emails. One was a top five in relation to our top five couples podcast.
Before
we get to that one, because that one's a little bit long, Kamisha wrote in.
And Kamisha, my old friend.
She goes, I haven't watched Guiding Light regularly since the mid-90s. On your recommendations, I began watching again. We need to give ourselves a pat on the back, don't we? And I've really been enjoying it. I remember now why I liked it so much. My grandma watched all CBS soaps, so I guess it's up to me to keep the tradition going. I'm
Good
playing catch up with the podcasts. But I have two questions about Tom Pelfrey. Not only my favorite actor and the best actor on soaps, but one of the best anywhere. Who is Jonathan Randall's father, and why did he leave the show after only 2.5 years? He's ginormously, intensely talented.
Ginormously.
Yeah. So I figured he wouldn't stay forever, but only staying 2.5 years seemed a little hasty.
Actually, it was 3, but that's okay. His contract was up and he left. And like you said, he's talented, so he went to try his talent elsewhere.
Can you just imagine him being on a show like, say, Lost or Heroes?
That'd be so great. I saw him. I don't care. Yeah. He and his love, Stephanie Gachet, you know they're together in real life, right?
No, I did not know that.
That's the big rumor. It's a big allegedly, but come on, it's true.
it's amazing we don't get sued.
What?
Anyways, I'm just joking.
It's my opinion. Get off me.
Uh-huh.
Not you. Jonathan's father is Richard, the Prince Richard of San Cristobal, who's Cassie's dead husband. When Reva had her postpartum depression after having Shane, she threw herself off of a bridge. She washed up on shore San Cristobal. Richard found her, fell in love with her. She became Princess Catherine because she had amnesia. They had Jonathan. Edmund was threatening Jonathan because he was the heir to the throne. And Reva gave Jonathan to Olivia, and who gave Jonathan to her sister Marissa, and raised Jonathan. So,
and if your eyes haven't glazed over after that.
Hey, she asked a guy-like question I answered.
Okay. Well, next up we have the top five couples email from Kate B19. So it's not Katie, it's Kate.
Katie baby says you can call her whatever you like. Is she your special someone?
Yeah. Kate B. 19 writes, I'm a new listener to your podcast, and I love it, but I'm bummed.
Welcome.
Because I found out about the Couples Contest podcast a little too late. The autographs and t-shirts sounded great, and I love how much Tad and Dixie showed up on people's lists. Anyways, even though it's all said and done, I'd still like to share with you my top five couples with you and give my reasons. First of all, an honorary mention to Edmund and Maria and all my children. They are my number six. They are the reason I started watching the show around 10 years ago. They mark the beginning of my soap opera viewing. God bless all my children for them. They were very romantic. Coming in at number five was Bo and Nora from One Life to Live. I started watching the show around the tail end of their wonderful relationship, but I've seen some things I had missed. I saw when Bo and Nora's took Nora fishing, which was hilarious. I saw their numerous dances, and during the One Life to Live's 30th anniversary, there was a montage with all their greatest moments. They are quite a couple, romance mixed with tons of fun. Best part of it, they love junk food. Please put them back together. Coming in at number four, Philip and Harley on Guiding Light. I got into Guiding Light at the end of their relationship. Are we noticing a pattern about coming in at the end of relationships here? And they were pretty damn cute. Philip was such a great guy with Haley. It's a shame how bad the relationship became, but together they were very refreshing.
Harley.
My eyes are blurring over. Mm-hmm. They were refreshing and entertaining. Thanks to people who make computer clips, I've seen the beginning of their love story, and it was great. Oh, how funny they were. Number three, Ned and Alexis on General Hospital. They are the reason I started watching Hospital back in 1999. Their storyline with Jackson and Chloe was extremely funny. So right there with you. I cracked up every day they were on. Besides Luke and Laura, they were the best thing ever to come from General Hospital. They are the sweetest and most romantic couple in General Hospital's history. I love that they were both gatekeepers of their dysfunctional families, and I love that they had the annual Valentine's date. General Hospital needs to bring Ned back, stop letting him lurk around, put him in a story, and get him involved with Alexis again. Even though I liked Rick and Alexis, they are so over.
Yep.
Coming in at number two, Tad and Dixie of All My Children. Yes, they're on my list too. I love them. I will love them forever. They are the best couple of all my children. They are a true super couple. They've had multiple weddings, divorces, and years of history. It's amazing they were still full of romance and love after all those years, and I loved their star-wishing thing. I wish on stars all the time now. Boy.
Aww.
My favorite storylines began when she got sick and had to meet him on the roof in New York City in 98. It was terribly frustrating, but it made the reunion so worthwhile. That type of story is what soaps need, slow build-ups with two sweet romantic unions. And by the way, All My Children's decision to kill off Dixie for good is the worst decision ever. Tad and Dixie had so many storylines left to be told. And coming in at number one for her is Gus and Harley on Guiding Light. I love them. Yes, Tad and Dixie were my first big love, but Gus and Harley are my current love, and no couple can compare to them. They have amazed me so much. This couple oozes with chemistry and love. Have you noticed how real they are? They say things and act like a real couple would. The way they look at each other and speaks of pure love, and they are adorable. Their banter is the best. They crack me up. I've loved Gus since their first kiss back in 2001, and I have so many favorite moments. Their wedding in 2005 was beautiful. Thank you, Guiding Light, for this fun, hot, realistic couple. I hope you enjoyed my picks, even though they were late for the Valentine's podcast.
Well, I enjoyed them.
I did, too, though it was a lot of reading.
Harley and Gus, they're portrayers in real life. Beth Ehlers and Ricky Paul Golden are best friends in real life. Very, very close best friends, not lovers. I'm saying that flat out. They're best friends. And you can see that on screen. I think it's a really good choice.
And last but not least, before we wrap this all up, we have two things. Did you hear the reference this past week that Maxie's number three guy from the vault?
His name is Koopa.
And what, did you hear the last name?
Oh, no, I didn't. What is it?
Barrett.
Cooper Barrett?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
It's so nice to be able to pull that on you for once.
Yes. Yes, it is interesting.
Yes, I find that very interesting. Also,
is that Marcel, like, flirting with coming back?
I don't know, but it's the cousin. But then also in General Hospital news, Tyler Christopher appearances. He will be appearing in a function on March 9th, March 10th, and March 11th with the Tyler Christopher and Dirk Cheatwood. Each of them have respective show dates. Well, I'm sorry. Each of those dates will be at a different location. The first one is at the Sergeant Michael J. Labetti post in Staten Island, New York, on the 10th.
Easy for you to say.
March 10th, there'll be the Brokerage Entertainment Club on Merrick Road in Belmore, New York. And on the 11th of March, it'll be the Ocean Place Resort and Spa in Long Branch, New Jersey. So
sure.
You can go to Christopher Tyler's official website for more information on that.
Yeah, I'll do that. Since I live there. And anything else, my dear? I love.
I can't think of anything. As
we have some birthdays. Greg Reinhart turns, well, I'm not going to say what he turns, 26. Happy birthday. Tracy Ross, 20, on the 27th, plays Eve Russell on Passions. Simone Russell, her daughter on the show, Lena Cardwell, I'm not going to say her age either. Her birthday's on the 28th. And James Mitchell, who plays Carmel? I got your disease. Thanks a lot, Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Palmer Courtland turns 17 and a half on the 29th.
Isn't that what? He's a leap year, isn't he?
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. I think it's 70, but yeah, 17 and a half, 18.
Cool. Well, on that note, as always, you can send your emails to dc@tvfanonline.com. You can also drop by the forums, tvfanonline.com/forums. And if you're on MySpace, add us to your friends by going to myspace.com/tvfanonline. We have updated the profile to feature the Movie Junkie podcast in addition to the Daytime Confidential
podcast.
He's
pimping himself.
Yep, there you go. So I think that's pretty much it. And with
hey, don't forget to send us your hottest list, hottest men,
oh, yeah, that's
women.
Right.
Don't forget, because we'll be reading that next week when we record that podcast.
We'll be reading that in an upcoming podcast.
Next week.
Upcoming podcast.
Next week.
Depends on the volume of emails. We may hold out for a few more. But
yeah. The list we've gotten are pretty good. So.
Yes. So in the meantime.
He's hurrying me up because he's got another appointment.
Yes. We got to record the Movie Junkie podcast in like five minutes.
See, I'm being pushed aside already.
Hey,
I see. I see where your love is.
It's 36 episodes.
Hold on.
Wait, no. This is actually our 37th episode.
How
so
dare you?
It's not being pushed aside. It's just that I have to manage my time a little bit more.
I'm being taken for granted. People, write in.
Anyways, so long, folks. Have
love
a great
you guys.
One.
Bye.
Bye-bye.